William O'Flaherty from EssentialCSLewis.com, which features, among other resources, the All About Jack a C.S. Lewis podcast. For this show, I am departing from my usual interview to share something from 2012. The occasion was the 70th anniversary of the Screwtape Letters, which is February the 9th. In honor of it, I released a tribute to the book by sharing my own original and, frankly, low-budget production of Screwtape giving the final remarks of a demon chapel for that day. Now, nearly 2 years later, I thought I'd share it again. Before doing that, don't forget to check out EssentialCSLewis.com, often for not only interviews from the All About Jack podcast, but also material like a weekly spotlight of other Lewis resources, as well as a daily fact, quote, and quiz about Lewis. And now, here's Screwtape as recorded at Demon Chapel from 2012.
My fellow junior tempters, as this semester of the training college has gotten underway, Slubgob has asked me to close this morning's Demon Chapel. I come to you on a most delicate subject. As you know, it was 70 years ago that some fool named C.S. Lewis released a book with my name on it. At the time, I was not able to prevent this landmark event, and have consistently tried to distance myself from it. However, I am here today to announce that I have been able to not only embrace the affair, but in some ways stand proud because of it. Sure, there have been some unfortunate things that happened as a result of the book. Because Lewis first had my letters printed over the course of 31 weeks in The Guardian, he managed to grow enough interest for the first printing of 2,000 copies to sell before it was published. This was followed by it being reprinted 8 times that year alone. He gained such popularity from this that only helped gain him more listeners over the BBC, where he shared what would become known as Mere Christianity. Well, anyway, allow me to explain why I've learned to embrace the whole matter. While it was unfortunate for us that Lewis got his hands on the letters to share some of our best secrets, I do essentially stand by what I wrote. Why? Because it actually served as a warning to other lazy tempters, like Wormwood was, to know the seriousness of their job. Our Father below wants us to keep human souls from the hands of our enemy. Well, I must be quick to say that I do distance myself from what Lewis said in his preface to the book, especially the second preface from the early 60s. Fortunately, it is not too common for current editions of the book to contain this second preface. But no matter, for those who happen to even have that copy, for it has become the kind of book that many people buy and don't read, or give as gifts that gather dust on bookshelves. Because I have only been given a short time to address you, I am not able to go through the many points you young fiends should be aware of. So all of you will get a special edition of the Screwtape Letters that I personally approved. But allow me a moment to highlight something of special importance. First of all, I want to proclaim that we have nearly been able to create our greatest achievement. The materialist magician. People who worship forces, yet they don't believe in spirits. Next, I must point out something that I came up with a new way of expressing the other day that you should find useful in your workings with human vermin. Keep in mind that for many of them, perception is 9/10 of reality. That is, they don't often see the obvious because of their own bias. This, of course, even affects Christians after their conversion to the enemy's camp because of the habits they developed when in our clutches. Thus, the person will fail to see something that might be plain to another because of having a warped perspective. It is especially useful when Christians argue among themselves. For example, should they change their service time when Christmas falls on Sunday? Or how about cancel Sunday night service when the Super Bowl is on? One group questions the other's commitment, while the world looks on and doesn't want to belong to either party, and becomes more securely ours. Well, finally, I've heard some of you ask about Lewis, and whether or not those of his fans should take their worship of him all the way or not, and start their own denomination. After all, they have their own C.S. Lewis Bible, so why not have them start a church? Well, I will have to quote myself by saying, that is the sort of question one expects them to ask. Well, this concludes this morning's Demon Chapel. Now go and have a rottenly productive day.